Rambam paskins in Perek Beis in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Af al pi she'ein bezin pochus mishlosha, mutu le'echad ladun min ha'torah shenemar betzedek tishpot amitecha, u'medivrei sofim ad shu shlosha, v'shnayim shedonu ein dinayim din. So the Kesef Mishnah quotes that the Rashma disagrees with this Rambam, is bothered with this psak, because the Rambam paskins like with Achibredu of Ika, the Mediraisa, Chad Nami Kosher, as it says, B'tzeg Tishmot Meshecha. So, if it's difficult, how does one pass in the Shnaim Shadonu Ein Dinehim Din? And also, Mesnimus Loshna Rambam is Mashma that there's no chilek between Hodos for Alvos and Gzeles for Chavolos, that one person, a Yochid, can be done Minat Torah. In both cases, both Hodosos and Xerxes, and that Lechoy is against the Rambam himself, who says in Perikaf and Sanhedrin Lechaches, Dine Knossos, Gorin Xerxes, Chavolos, Toshnumi Careful, Toshnumi Abba, Chamisha, Va'onus Mavato, Kyosme, Ein Danoson, Elishlos, Mumchim, Vehema Smuchim, Be'ez Yisroel. But other Dine Mamas, the Rambam says, Gorin Hodosos, Ein Tzrichim Mumcha, Elafilu Shloshe Adiotas, Vafilu Echet Mumcha, Danoson. So it's mashma the meikra din. You need gimel munchim to be done gzeles for chavalos, and that seems to be against the stimus lashon of Rambam in Perek Beis from Hilchos Sanhedrin lachiyud. The mutal echad lodin min haTorah af be gzeles for chavalos, and also it's difficult with the Ram Paskins in Perkef and Chasan Hedrin, Halochaches, Shadonin Zelis Rachvez Begimu Mumchim. Because Lachoy the Ram Paskins, like the Mandiyama Eve Parshish Kosukan, from the fact, and it's Mukhach like that, that he doesn't quote Hilchos Shomron, that a Shom is Chayev, if he's moided mixes, to be chayiv shvua. So it says that meikra din gimu mumchim is required even by hodos valvos, and therefore the pasuk b'tzedek tishpot amisecha tells me you only need one dayan. Why should we mechalek between zelis the chavolos and hodos valvos? And the device of dying, one dying works in both cases. And why is around distinguishing zelis or chavolos that you need three mumchim? As opposed to hodos v'avos, that it could be three hediotos. So coming back to this, we'll see that the Ramach asks, the case Mishnah quotes, he says, since the Rambam passes like Acha Berei Derev Ikra, the Minat Torah, that one is also kosher, Chad Nami kosher, as it says, B'tzeg Tishpot Sum Zecha, how does the Rambam know that it has to be a somach? So it seems for the Ramach's question that he thinks that smicha is a din in the chaloshim bezdin. In other words, that the dayonim have to be mumchim in order to have a chaloshim bezdin. So therefore, the Ramach asks that since the Rambam holds that one is kosher to be done, and we know that one dying by himself doesn't have a chaloshim bezin, and so dying echad is only not b'tos bezin, it's just b'tos mor halah, just like you have by isa v'heter. And so therefore, if it's just horor, why do you need mumcha? So you see you see that he thinks that the loch of Mumcha and Smicha is a loch in the Shem Besdin. And you see Toisis in Gittin, and the Peches is similarly is, how is it that when Mekabel Gerim Bismanazer, since we don't have Dayon and Mumcha, we don't have Smicha, you see from Toisis that Smicha is a loch in the Shem Besdin, because by Besdin for Geris, it's just that the Geris has to be done Befnei Besdin, Besdin is Besdin and Mekayim. So from Toisis that he asks, how do we have it without Smicha? You see that Toisis thinks that Smicha is a locha in Besdin. And it seems that the Ram disagrees with this Yisoid of the Ramach. And the Ram holds that Smicha is not a din in Besdin, but it's a locha in Horor, in Psak Din, but not in the Chalosh in Besdin. But the Shem Besdin doesn't require smicha, as opposed to the opinion of the Ramach. And therefore, for example, by Gevus, since there's no chalosh horor, it's just that the Gevus should be done b'fnei the Besdin, you don't need, it should be a Besdin of Mumchen or Besdin of Smuchim. As the Ram's Lashon is, v'tzorach litbol b'fnei shlosha, there's no requirement that there should be Mumchim. And just to be reminded that Maisa Besdin doesn't require Mumchim, you see from the Gemara in Yevamos that Chlitza doesn't require Besdin of Smuchim, because Chlitza is not a Havor of Besdin. It's just a loch that the chlitza has to be done in front of the Besdin. The Besdin is the Besdin HaMakayim. And according to Ram, that the loch of Smichim is a loch in the Havor, so therefore that's why you don't need it in the Besdin of chlitza. And another right to this is that the Ram says, that he says, the Ram says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Hei Halacha Yud Ches, Aval Hashlosha Afal Pi She'enim Smuchim V'Arehim Hedyotos Ve'en Ani Kore Behem Elohim Havei Hodor Befneim Hodor Bebezdin Klalo Shel Dover Havehen Le'in Hodos V'Hodos Kebezdin HaSmuchim L'Chod Advarim. So you see that they have even Kimel Hedyotos Aval Chaloshim Bezdin Hodor Befneim is considered a Hodor and Besdin, even though they're not Smuchim. And the Rav brought another way, you see that the Locha of Smich is a Locha in Hovor, because the Rambam says in Perek Tal from Hilchos Sanhedrin Locha Ches, that the Besdin, the Rambam says, the Yesh LeBezdin HaSmuchim Lismu Chochem Mufalol V'Litin Rishus LaHoros B'Isa V'Heta B'Vad V'Lo B'Din Acher. So you see that it's a Yochid, and only, it's for Isa V'Heta, and still there's a Chalosh Shem Smicha. So you see that Smicha is not a Halacha in the Shem Besdin, but it's a Halacha in Horor.